Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 28 in your syllabus, that is Analyzing Turns in Telephonic. This lesson is about carrying a telephonic conversation effectively and courteously. On receiving a call, a receptionist should greet and give identity, offer help, obtain caller's name, and acknowledge the caller. He or she should also give the message to the appropriate person, connect the parties, apologize to the caller, and note down the message effectively. Learners, some common phrases and expressions that are used to perform the following tasks are, for example, while giving greetings or identity, you can wish the caller as good morning, calling from NIOS. Or you can also say, calling from Syndicate Bank, ma'am, good morning. While you're offering help, you can say, how can I help you? Or, may I help you? Or, is there any particular person you want to connect with? While obtaining caller's name, you can say, may I ask who's calling? Or, from wherever you're speaking at? Or, you can also say, may I have your name, please? While you're acknowledging the caller, you can say, thank you, Mr. Singh. We will connect with you, or I will put you through in a minute. While giving messages and asking if he or she is willing to receive, you can say, Mr. Santosh wants to talk to you. Shall I connect? Or there is a call from Mr. Digvijay. Can you take it now? Or learners, you can say, Mr. Sharma is on the line. Shall I hand in the call? While learners, you need to connect with parties, you can say, Mr. Harish is on the line. Please connect. Or you can say, Mr. Verma is here for you. Please speak on. While you have to apologize to the caller, you can say, sorry, Mr. Karan is not in. Or, Mr. Singh is out of town. Or you can say, sorry, Mr. Chaudhary is not free until 5 in the evening. While learners, you're taking down messages, you can say, may I take down the message, please? Or, would you like to leave a message behind? Or learners, you can say, would you care to leave a message? Now learners, let's go through how to write a telephone memo. Telephone memos are used to write down important telephonic messages efficiently and briefly. The following details should be included in a telephonic memo. Details like you must include receiver's name, time, sender's name, date, important details in point form, and the most important point is that you must include the name of the person who has taken down the message. Okay learners, this is it for today. You must know that while carrying a telephonic conversation, you must speak in a very effective and a courteous and a polite manner. Okay learners, this is it for today. Go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.